Holy Communion, John 6:56. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Jesus instituted the Holy Communion before the Passover, or during the week of Passover, which was the night Judas betrayed him. The apostles later continued to hold the Holy Communion freely with no fixed date, gathering daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house. Paul, 5 days after the days of unleavened bread, joined the disciples for a week's stay at Troas. On the first day of the week, he came together to break bread. The Holy Communion is for the remembering the Lord's death and suffering. Thus, its administering should not be restricted to the Passover. It can be conducted on any day and as often as possible. When partaking of the Holy Communion through a blessing, the bread and grape juice become the body and the blood of the Lord. Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink from it, for this is my blood, which is shed for you. It is the true food and the true drink of spiritual food and drink. The partakers must take into consideration 4 important points. 1. To remember his death. 1 Corinthians 11:24-25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The Lord instructed us to remember his death till he comes again, a reminder that we should always live for him and not for ourselves. Not merely did he suffer a physical death, but also he tasted death for us as ransom for all. 2. To examine ourselves. 1 Corinthians 11:27-29. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat and drink in an unworthy manner. Eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. When the Jews observed the Passover, they had to remove leaven from their houses. In the same manner, we should repent our sins when we partake of the Holy Communion to discern the Lord's body. 3. To live peacefully with others. Ephesians 2:14-16. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. One of the major teachings from remembering the Lord's death is his love for sinners. Through his death, he broke the dividing wall between God and man, as well as between man and man. Thus he reconciled us to God and to one another in him. Likewise, he also desires us to live harmoniously with one another. 4. To have the hope of resurrection. John 6:53-56. Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." By partaking of his body and blood, we become united with the Lord, receive eternal life, and look forward to being raised in the last days. This reminds us of the importance of keeping ourselves holy in the Lord to await for his second coming. It is not only the attitude in keeping the Holy Communion that has to be correct, but the material used must also accord with the Bible in order that they hold the profound significance. Only one bread made with pure flour without leaven should be used, as it represents the one body of Christ. The number of partakers determines the size of the unleavened bread. We use only one jar of fresh grape juice that is not fermented. Even the utensils to prepare and serve the Holy Communion should be kept strictly for their sole purpose. The bread and the grape juice should be prepared under the same roof. They should not be taken elsewhere. Whatever remains of the bread and the grape juice till the following morning should be burned with fire and flushed with water respectively. In conclusion, the Holy Communion plays a major role in our lives and enables us to have the life of Christ. Most importantly, it gives us the assurance of resurrection on the last day.